listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. Just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
What we want.
You're listening to On the Couch.
On the Couch
with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
On the couch with Dr. Michelle. That's me, Dr. Michelle Cohen, your psychologist. Hope you're having a great day. Make it more so, and stick around, because today I'm going to be reading a lot of emails from listeners who have a lot of relationship questions and other questions as well. So nice to have you with me as always this time, Fridays, 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time here on the West Coast. And if you'd like to get in touch with me and email me, as all the listeners did today, you can do so at docmichelle@AOL.com. And that's Michelle with two L's. Yep, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, docmichelle@AOL.com. Also, check out my website. We're talking about making those positive life changes and detoxing from the drama in your relationships. There's so much drama. You got to detox. It is. It's like an addiction. It's like, oh, we get into this drama thing in relationships. You just have to pull back. You have to mind your mind. You see what I'm saying? Anyway, check me out at drmichelletherapy.com, drmichelletherapy.com. And, of course, you can call live if you'd like to on the air. It's 323-203-0815. That's a Los Angeles area code. Yes, we are in the entertainment capital of the world. 323-203-0815. So welcome to the show here. And again, you are on the couch. And we don't have a therapeutic relationship per se, but I do try to give you advice, suggestions, and also entertainment, hopefully. Not ha-ha entertainment, make fun of people. Just entertainment. Maybe you can learn from some of the emails, some of the suggestions I give. Also, I'd like to hear your suggestions. What I do is I get feedback from listeners about how to help some of the people on the show as well. So you can also contact me at docmichelle@AOL.com if you'd like to give me some feedback on some of the questions or problems that you hear. You know, I'm always welcoming anybody's ideas. It's always nice to hear from you. So I do have a lot of guys today. Last week I said, wow, I don't have that many men writing me. So, of course, you responded, guys, and I thank you so much. That's because women do most of the talking and express their feelings and talk to their friends and they're chitty-chatty. And, you know, women don't have a problem with verbalizing feelings usually. Guys sometimes do. And so they hesitate to see therapists. They hesitate to write me and things like that. So everyone is kept anonymous. Do not worry. Do not even think about being exposed. So, and I do not tell you about the area that these people are calling from or writing from at all either. So there you go. Keep it cool and anonymous from all over the world, actually, which is wonderful. Let's start off from Karina. It's an email that came to Dear Doc Michelle. My boyfriend of the last 4 months has just dumped me out of the blue by phone. Oh, that's nice. I asked him why, and he said that he wanted to meet different people and that he likes the way his life was before he met me, because he was more into sports, hobbies, the single life, and seeing his two children. He said he goes out with women for a while and usually ends up feeling this way. And he said one day he'd hoped he'd meet someone that he really, really liked, but that it would probably end up poorly, and he would be a sad and lonely old man. Oh, boy. Doctor, I feel really upset because I really liked him, because he sounded so cold and matter-of-fact on the phone. He didn't even say sorry or try to sound compassionate. And also, I'd been patient with him with all his sports, hobbies, kids, and other things that he liked to do outside of our relationship. The sex was very good between us, but he doesn't even want to continue seeing me for that. My self-esteem is now zero. I can't get his words out of my head. I have never been rejected in such a way before and have lost my confidence totally. He did seem to like me, but I don't know how he can change his mind in 2 weeks to just dump me. Well, okay. I'm so sorry you're dealing with this. That hurts. Whoa. A lot of guys do exactly lead the kind of life that you describe, you know, like having really intense relationships, and then they move on when they feel it's time to get out. They book. I mean, getting hurt also happens to at least 50% of women at some time in their life. At least. We all get hurt in relationships. It's not fun. It's not good. No. But it teaches us what we do want. See, we learn from what we don't want. And I'm telling you, you don't want this. See, the guy is not ready for a long-term relationship. He's been married once, right? He's got a couple of kids. He's definitely not ready for any more commitment. But he's told you that. And this is nothing. This has nothing to do with you. You've not failed in any way, I suspect. You know, you haven't done anything wrong. You know, this is all to do with where his head is at the moment and not really to do with you or the kind of person you are. And I don't want you said your self-esteem was zero. I understand. Gosh. Look, you've had a relationship with a guy which has rotten timing for you. Yeah, he wants to go back to the life before he met you. He wants to get more involved with his sports and his buddies and going out with other girls and hanging more with his kids and all that. Okay. I know you're hurt, but what you need to do now, Karina, is build your self-esteem. You need to get out there. You need to have a good time. Because I want you to look at this as kind of a dress rehearsal for something that will turn out to be great. I want you to read a few books if you can on self-esteem. Maybe go talk to a therapist about your self-esteem. Lean on your friends, lean on your family. Get that support group you have going on around you. Let people care for you and pamper you and let your girlfriends say, hey, girl, get up, stop moping around, get out of the house. And as you begin to feel better and you get out with your friends and maybe family members who are supportive, you'll get yourself back out into the dating arena, right? I'm not talking about going out and having wild sex or whatever. I mean, if you want to do that, whatever. But that, don't get your heart exposed again. Just take your time, but go out. Start getting out. And then you can start looking for a guy who's ready for a serious relationship. You know, the world is so full of great guys who want to have a loving and caring partner. So what I would do if I were you is write this man off to experience. Start enjoying life again for you. You know, I know it's hurtful. You just picked the wrong guy. You know, and the fact that he's saying, I'll probably end up a sad and lonely old man. The guy who has a psyche like that or a consciousness, you don't want to be with. You don't want to be with somebody like that. He's too down. Probably won't. He needs to get his head together too. Give him space. Get some self-esteem work going. Get out. Feel better about yourself. This is a dress rehearsal. You've learned what you don't want. Do not pick another guy like this. Yeah. You've been going out with him for 4 months, you said. You'll know. You have a lesson now learned. Look at it that way, Karina. All right, honey? Thank you for emailing me. I appreciate it, and I hope I helped you out. If you out there listening would like to help Karina, I would love to hear from you. And then you can give her suggestions, too. I get sort of interesting responses to some of the people like, you're such a dummy for picking a guy like this and all that. You know, that's fine, that's cool and all, but sometimes we don't see things, right? We're in love. The sex is great. We're blinded by the light. It's just the wrong light, you see. Anyway, If you want to respond to Karina's issue or write a problem of your own to me, I'd be happy to read it and maybe help you out on the air here. It is docmichelle@AOL.com, D-O-C Michelle with two L's at AOL.com. Want to call in today? That's cool. I'm really focusing on the emails that I have received. They've piled up again, so I'm trying to get through them to help you out. But the number here live on the air is 323, area code 2030815. Moving on, and I said earlier that I have received emails from guys this week, which I love. Guys, I love it when you write me because so many women write me. And no, do not stop, women, please. But guys are a little more hesitant to express their feelings. So come on down, guys. I got a lot of your emails today. And this one's from Daniel. Dear Dr. Michelle, I'm a 45-year-old guy. My wife said she stopped loving me more than 10 years ago. Aww. We remain good friends and are both committed to bringing our children up in a caring and happy environment. Very good. Our two girls are 14 and 17. The atmosphere in our home is warm, and to the world outside, we must seem like a normal family. We do all live together still. The problem is that my wife is now involved with another man, and this has been the situation for 2 years. We've tried to deal with the crisis in our relationship in a mature fashion and seem to accept things as they are. But I'm devoted to my children and have not had any other relationships. I think it would be wrong to do so. I'm feeling increasingly frustrated emotionally and sexually, and I also feel unattractive and unlovable and worthless. Please help me. What can I do to feel better? Wow, Daniel. Of course you're not unattractive, unlovable, and worthless. Of course. You are not that. You know, when you say things like this, it really suggests to me that you are very depressed. I mean, those are the words of a depressed person. When you start turning it inwards and putting yourself down. Just right off the bat, what I like you to do is get a referral from your general practitioner for a good therapist to talk about this. And maybe the therapist can suggest that you get out of this, you know, thing that's going on right now. I don't know. Maybe I'm not a big pill pusher. Antidepressants might help you through this current issue. You know what I'm saying? Just kind of get you through the rough times. And I'm so sorry to hear of your situation. What's really bizarre is you still love your wife, obviously. So it must be agony to be under the same roof as her, but feel that, you know, her body and her love are off limits to you. This would really knock the confidence out of anybody, believe me. I know what you're saying. And what you need to do is work on your own self-esteem when you go see a therapist. Okay? If you start to believe in yourself more, you're going to see a way forward for yourself. You're going to see it a lot clearer. And you say that your wife has not loved you, according to her, for 10 years. This is a long time to be in a loveless marriage in the same home. You sound like a wonderful guy. Plenty of guys would have walked away from this nightmare years ago. The great thing is that your kids are having a warm and secure upbringing. That's what I really want you to hear, and I hope you take comfort from that. You're super guy. You're super dad. Your wife's been going out with somebody for 2 years because she decided 10 years ago she doesn't love you anymore, but, you know, you're still in the same home living together. I guess you don't sleep together. You know, you're still young. What are you, 45, Daniel? Wow, you're still young. So you get the award for being the dad of the year. You're awesome. You're still in the house. You're still trying to keep peace. You know, you do have lots of time on your side. You are young. I want you to have a little bit more of a social life outside the marriage. I'm not talking about going out and having women and, you know, it's going to boost your morale. It's going to get you practice for establishing a new life of your own. Sounds to me like your marriage is not doing well at all, and the prognosis is probably not that good. I'm not saying that you have to go date right now, but get out and meet lots of people. both genders. Get some buddies. Go to evening classes, maybe, I don't know, gym, something you're interested in, political groups, I don't know. But maybe start to kind of put it out there. Get some buddies who are sympathetic to you. You need to arrange more time for you. It sounds like she's leaving you with the kids, which really sucks. That is so narcissistic and uncaring. She has plenty of time for her social life. You need to start sort of seeing what you may focus on to take care of yourself. You got to exercise, though. Elevate that depression. Get your body feeling a little better. I don't know if you're not sleeping or whatever, but, you know, maybe, again, going to your general practitioner, getting a good checkup will help you. I'd like to think that you and your wife can iron out your problems, but I'm not sounding... It's not very positive. I mean, 10 years, she's told you, I don't love you anymore. But what would be great is if you could see what a good man you are and accept that you can have a relationship again and a good one with someone who appreciates you. And I know you've been through hell. So think of yourself a little bit. Get out there a little bit. Start experiencing, you know, social life. Not going to clubs, getting drunk, and having women. No, that's not what I'm saying. You have kids at home. You help take care of them. You be the great dad that you are. And they're 14 and 17. They're two girls. They're still going through a very important time in their lives. So you need to tell your wife that she's really hurting you. Maybe couple therapy would also be great as well. May not change your mind, but at least you can express to her the pain that you're feeling, so she can get how her behavior is so wrong. You either move out, you split, let her do her thing, she wants to have an affair, you know, or she tries to make it work and you guys stay living together. It's just really odd to me. But hang in there, Daniel. I hope I helped you. You sound like a really terrific guy. And thank you so much for writing me. All right, you're on the air with Dr. Michelle here. And actually, you're on the couch, as you always are, on LA Talk Radio, the world's most listened to talk radio station on the internet. Friday at 11 on Pacific Standard Time, we're here together on the couch. Today, I'm reading emails that you sent me via docmichelle@AOL.com. And trying to kind of help you out. We don't have a therapeutic relationship per se, but I'm just trying to give you some advice, suggestions, a little entertainment, maybe. And if you have some advice you'd like to contribute or comments about the people who've written me and their situations, yeah, go ahead, docmichelle@AOL.com. We're moving on. Oh, by the way, you can call me if you like. I am focusing on these today, but if you have a quick question or something, you can call me at 323-203-0815. Let me remind you also, you can always download the shows if you'd like. Reruns right here on LA Talk Radio. Of course, I'm on iTunes as well for free. Just download them. All right? You can hear all the shows back to back, hear about relationship issues and all that cool stuff. So I'm on iTunes, too. Here we go. Now I have a lady. This is called Kristen. This is from Kristen. And she said, I wanted to call, but I decided to write you because it's too lengthy. So let's rock. I have a problem with a guy that I've been dating for the past 2 years. He's very opinionated and close-minded, yet he's wonderful in every other way. Okay. Many times I feel I cannot share anything with him without me having proof to back up my findings. Oh, that sounds like a delightful fellow. When I talk about my day or my feelings about something, his response is always, uh-huh. For the past 6 months, he always seems preoccupied in thought. When I try to make small talk with him about something on the news or a talk or a medical show I saw, he will start to get angry and call a doctor and expert. Or, I like your quotes here, Kristen, all politicians are idiots. Well, might be right there, but no, not really. I'm just kidding. It seems that everything I want to share with him is always questioned. He's he's pretty negative about the world and people. You think? I've really stopped sharing with him because I just know that he'll always start to get angry when I'm trying to discuss life and things. It's not that I need to be right, but I'd like to at least be listened to and not have to prove anything. But I feel that I can't. I've been keeping so many things inside that it's beginning to make me feel depressed and anxious. Is this normal in a healthy relationship? And is he, is what he is doing a form of verbal abuse? Or am I simply being too sensitive? Wow. Good question. And I thank you for writing me, Kristen. You may be a sensitive person, but, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. You don't sound like that sensitive of a person. And look, anybody whose opinion or talk is not really listened to or discussed or approved of, they're going to feel depressed and anxious and like that person just doesn't care. So you ask if the situation between you and your boyfriend is normal. And I have to say, I don't think that is normal in a relationship. He sounds arrogant and uncaring. A lot of women put up with this. You know, they just want a quiet life and keep the relationship going. They want commitment and they want to be taken care of or whatever. But what is the relationship worth if it leaves you feeling miserable? I'm getting from you here is you're starting to question the validity of your opinions. And if you should actually be allowed any, that sucks. You know, what your man is doing by what you described here to me is kind of like bullying. It's like shutting you up. He doesn't want to listen to you. And then he argues with you. Well, how do you know that? Or really, the media blows things up, which they do a lot of times. But the fact that he's negative to things you just say or express or want to talk about, and he's always saying things that are negative, what? It's nasty and hurtful. Have you asked him about it? Have you said, you know, when you challenge me, I feel unhappy. Like you're angry with me, and then you raise your voice and you become angry. Why are you so angry? My guess is that his habit is well ingrained. And I don't know what his previous romantic history is like, but you probably know. Maybe he hasn't talked about it. Maybe he has this pattern of going through relationships and he's angry and uptight and nasty. Maybe he was hurt. Doesn't give him an excuse to be nasty and hard to be with. And if he's had lots of relationships in the past, which I think probably is the truth, they failed because of the way he acts and the way he puts you down. A lot of women say, I'm not sticking around for this crap. So what I'd like you to do is I would like you to get therapy with someone who can teach you assertiveness training as well. Or go to an assertiveness training group or class or something. You learn how to speak. You learn that you have a right to express your feelings and thoughts. And you can become more positive and assertive. Not aggressive, assertive. So if you become more assertive, not argumentative with them, just, I would like you to listen to me and maybe we can discuss things when I bring them up. If he's not going for that, which I sort of feel, you may need to move on. I mean, you sound like you're pretty miserable, not feeling it. This guy has, I don't know where he's coming from. I'm not going to diagnose him. Can't do that. But there's a lot of narcissism going on here. The fact that he's not even allowing you to talk and express yourself and is always argumentative. He's got something going on. He may need some therapy, too, to work some stuff out. Why is he so defensive and angry? Ugh. If you really love this guy and you want to work it out, that's great. Go for it. I don't know. There's a lot of guys out there who would love to have a nice lady to talk to about life and things and stuff. So think about that. And thank you so much for emailing me. I sure appreciate it. And I hope I helped Kristen. And if you'd like to help Kristen, you can email me at docmichelle@AOL.com and respond to that. Or if you've also had similar experiences, how you have handled them, I'd love to hear it. You can also listen to the shows on the downloads, or you can play them back live on the reruns here on my webpage on LA Talk Radio, the world's most listened to talk radio station. Of course, you can write me, contact me at docmichelle@AOL.com. Alrighty. Download all the shows if you'd like, free on iTunes. And there's history, there's archives, there's information about what I'm talking about for each show. So if something interests you, relationship-wise or personal issue-wise, you can just kind of read it and go, ooh, this sounds kind of cool. They're all cool. Because you're a great listenership. And I love hearing your stuff. And I'm ready to help. So let's move on. And I've got another guy. Thank you, Marcus, for writing me. Hey, Doc Michelle, I've been married to my second wife for 5 years. And so far, we've had a good relationship. We don't have kids and have decided not to have any. Okay. The problem is that I have a great deal of difficulty in understanding why she goes to nightclubs with girlfriends. My work involves traveling out of town for about 3 days every other week. When I leave, she hangs out with her friends. I need to know what she does when she goes to clubs and what she gets out of going. My worry is about what she does when men approach her, as I'm sure they do. Does she send them away or agree to dance with them? And if she does, do they get close? Do they try to touch her? Does she enjoy it? Oh boy, does anything else happen? I really do believe that my wife is loyal and trustworthy, and I believe she loves me. I've been pretty cool about her going out, and to ask her what I need to know I think would hurt her because it would deny that trust. But is there some reason she wants to go clubbing without me? She and I hardly ever go to clubs together when I'm home from work. My first wife assured me that I could trust her, and she cheated on me and it hurt like hell. My second wife is totally different, and I do feel like she really loves me, but I wonder if she goes to clubs because there's something lacking at home. Is there something wrong with me? Should I be happy not to know what she does, or should I find some way of asking? You know, Marcus, I thank you for writing me, but I'm all about communication and talking these things out. You've got to straight talk it out. Sounds to me like your wife loves you. You know, more women do go out with their friends where they dance and drink and they just party. They have a good time. When their men are out of town or if their men are doing something like getting together with the guys on the sports night, girls just do this sometimes. It's not that they're out looking for guys. They just want to have fun, dance a little girl, a little bit. Girls just want to have fun. And human nature being what it is, some women go out, they do flirt with guys. They may make out with them or whatever and beyond. You say you've been with your current wife for 5 years. And you said she loves you. And yet you say, I need to know what she does and what she gets from going to these clubs. So what I think you need to do is sit her down, tell her how you feel. She's probably totally innocent, and she's just hanging out with her friends because she's missing you while you're out of town. Maybe she doesn't feel like staying home all the time, watching the TV or, you know, alone, or reading or whatever. So you need to tell her how you feel. Not blaming, not negative, just, I've been having these weird thoughts, and tell me if I'm being jealous or overly protective or paranoid. Just start it out like that, using I sentences. I feel, not you are hurting me. I feel. Okay. So just start communicating with her. Just chill when you're in town. Sit down together. Have a nice dinner. Take her out to dinner. Romantic place. Say, I love you so much. And there's something on my mind. Okay. And also, Marcus, you say that your first wife cheated on you. And she told you that she could be trusted, but she hurt you really bad. Now, this is going to color your attitude. You see. What concerns me is because of your first wife, I don't want you to turn into a really suspicious and possessive guy. You know, it could push your current wife away if you're coming on too strong. Sounds to me like you've been pulled back, but you're just suffering inside. So you need to communicate with her. And don't come off possessive and suspicious. But I do think you have a right to express your thoughts about your concerns about other guys, you know, trying to pick her up in clubs. And, you know, tell her you trust her. Tell her you love her. But it still bothers you because you do love her, thinking about other guys hitting on her. you know? Now, I would also suggest that you get some time for yourself and maybe some buddies. You guys hang out. Not other women. I'm talking about going out with the guys, going, watching the sports, doing your guy thing. Not going to pick up women. Get busy with a gym or a hobby and some bonding with pals. So you won't be so focused on this. And, you know, do this. Now, I know you have to go out of town for work. What'd you say, like 3 days every other week? Or something like that? You know, you may not have the time to do this when you're working or out of town or if you're in a hotel or whatever you're doing. But when you come back, maybe just on some days off or, you know, get busy with some things you enjoy. I know you want to be with her, so be with her. So take care of you. See, if you're occupied doing something you like, you won't have the same tendency to fill your mind with jealous and weird images of guys hitting on her and her laughing and having having guys put their arms, you know, around her or whatever. You know, because she's a little high, she's drinking a little bit, she's partying, she's feeling good about herself. Sounds to me like you have baggage left over from your previous marriage, and it needs to be cleared up. So you don't allow this to mess up your marriage now. You said it was great, you've been for 5 years, you love her, she loves you, it's all good. But just tell her this little tiny thing's bothering you. Tell her you trust her. She may get PO'd, but you need to express your feelings. You can't keep this all bottled up. You know? Alrighty? Okay, Marcus, thank you for writing me. I love that the guys have written me because I don't get that many men writing me their issues. And I got more men coming up, too, so this is great. And if you'd like to write me, you can do so at docmichelle@AOL.com. And if you would like to express some feelings about some of the people's, you know, issues, or if you'd like to share your own things that you can identify with, go ahead. Love to hear from you. Don't forget, here on LA Talk Radio, the world's most listened to talk radio station, that you can just click on my webpage here. And, of course, you can find me on my website, drmichelletherapy.com. And also, you can listen to all the shows, years of reruns to download. There's lots of great content, you know, about relationship issues, helping people. And you can read that. If there's something that particularly interests you, then all you have to do is, you know, just download it for free on iTunes. That's the way it goes. We're moving on. And Darlie is a woman. She has contacted me through docmichelle@AOL.com. I've been dating a man for 4 months. He says he's in love with me, is very affectionate, attentive, and tells me how beautiful he thinks I am. He has been very stressed at work for the past 2 months and has, because of this, lost his sex drive. Well, at least that is what he says is contributing to it. I can't help but think that he is not attracted to me, or maybe that it's my lack of ability to turn him on. If he cares so much about me and is so attracted to me, then wouldn't it just come naturally that he'd want to make love to me? I just don't know how to go about this in a way that helps him and keeps me sane. Maybe he's using stress as an excuse. Okay. You know, a lot of guys develop problems. I mean, it's just, what do you think Viagra's for? Life is more stressed. You don't have to be a 50-year-old guy to take Viagra. I don't know how old, let me see, how old he is, how old you are. There's no age on this that you talk about. And you say that you used to have sex, but lately it's gone downhill. So he may have ED, you know, erectile dysfunction. I don't know if he's taking Viagra or wants to or whatever. It doesn't matter how beautiful and attractive you are. Some guys, a lot of guys, their equipment just is not working. You know? A lot of women find this really hard to understand. But, you know, I've worked with relationships and I've worked with men who would love to have sex with their partners, but they just can't. So don't take your man's problems as a personal insult. If you were really cold towards you or unkind or just kind of pulling back or distant or whatever, that'd be kind of different. But this isn't so. So I suspect that his real problem is ED, not a lack of desire, you know. I don't think he's, you know, I mean, I think that's what's going on. He could be really stressed from work, for sure. But he just could be having some hormonal issues or something, too. You may ask him if he's had this trouble before. Now, what can you do? Okay. If he really has a stressful time at work right now, then your role should be to support him. You know, try to relieve his sex his stress in non-sexual ways. You know what I'm talking about? Don't pressure him. Don't push it. No matter how hot you are or beautiful and how you dress up in nasty clothes, he may not be able to do this. So you have to be, if you want to keep the relationship, loving and supportive. So go walking with him, exercise with him, give him a massage, put on some music and sexy candles. If there's no alcoholism there, get a couple of glasses of wine or brewskis or whatever you like to drink once in a while. You know, it sounds like he could use some stress management classes to manage his work, you know. And maybe when it gets less stressful or he can manage it, then he'll be able to perform. You see what I'm saying? There could be a long-term problem lurking there, but I could be wrong. Give it a few months. Be sympathetic. Don't be threatening. Don't push him. That will give him more pressure. Guys, if you're listening out there, you know. When you're not into it and your woman's pushing you and you just can't do that, it makes it more difficult because you feel more pressure, right? Right. So maybe he should see his general practitioner. You know, maybe he can get some Viagra. Maybe he can do that, warm up, get rid of some of the stress. And that's why I'm talking about some of the nice things you can do, like massage and get some nice candles going on, a little wine or whatever you do. And just, that doesn't mean you have to have sex with him that night. Just relax and chill out. All right. You use the expression, you've got to try to keep sane, referring to the lack of sex. Well, you know, in the meanwhile, why don't you pleasure yourself? Right? If you're happy with this guy, there's lots of devices out there that you can use to pleasure yourself or whatever. You know how to do that, right? So if you want a relationship just for sex, then companionship, love, and support, which it sounds like you have good love and support, this guy sounds pretty nice, then you may have to accept that this particular romance isn't going to provide you with that. You may want to rethink your commitment. If you want sex, and that's really the biggie, then find somebody who can give it to you, if that's what you want, you know? Otherwise, if this is a great relationship, be patient with the guy. You know, just chill out a little bit, be there for him and help him. All right, it's not about you. We women have a tendency to go there. What did I do wrong? What's wrong with me? I must not be sexy. I must be undesirable. Not true. We go there. Don't go there. All righty. Thank you so much for emailing me, Darlie. I appreciate it. This is Dr. Michelle with you on the couch, as I always am, this time Fridays, 11 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time. You're always welcome to call if you'd like, 323-203-0815. Had a couple of dropped calls. They looked, couldn't quite make out. They looked international. Looked like, I don't know the area codes there, but that was a long number on the last one. Anyway, yes, 323 is the area code, 203-0815. And I'm moving on. I do have a lot of emails from guys, and I'm so happy to hear from you guys. It's really cool because you don't usually write me because guys usually are not, you know, ones to step up and verbalize or express their feelings. But here we go. This is a really interesting email. I've rarely heard of this situation. So I'd really be interested in your response to it at docmichelle@aol.com. This is from Brett. Hey, Doc. My girlfriend, who I've had for 2 years, is addicted to sex, but won't have sex with me. She works as an escort. She took a 9-month break from escorting 11 months ago and then started to work again a couple of months ago. In the last 11 months, we've had sex about twice a month. Before that, we used to have sex all the time. She has been depressed and quiet and started taking antidepressants, which she told me kills her sex drive. So she stopped taking them about a month ago. And they can do that, by the way. You kind of feel numb. That's one of the side effects of an antidepressant. Depends on the antidepressant you take, but it's definitely one of the factors that you think about before taking antidepressants, is it really does or can lower your sex drive. All right, here we go. I wouldn't mind her doing the escorting work because she says she has safe sex with most clients. With most clients. If we had a healthy sex life ourselves, it wouldn't bother me. I love her and can't live without her. I've tried everything to help her, talked to her lots about this, but don't know what to do. She tells me that sex, quote, sex shouldn't be the most important thing, which is true. But it is a factor for me, and it's made me especially hard knowing that she's having sex with clients. She refuses to see a therapist. I don't know what to do. I'm becoming very depressed about this myself. If you have any advice, please let me know. I have no idea what to do. Help. Okay, Brett, here's the deal. You know, you seem like a really devoted guy, and you're offering her every possible freedom and understanding that she seems to demand. I don't know very many men who would tolerate what you're putting up with. Ah, wow, you're a tolerant guy. That's pretty cool. Sounds to me as if your sacrifices are appreciated or not appreciated, really. You know, I got to tell you that this is a really strange relationship. Your girlfriend sells her body for money and earns a living from spending time with other guys who want her for one thing that you don't get. You got to think about the rest of your life together. What holds the two of you together? What makes it a relationship? What mutual interests and hobbies do you have? What do you talk about when you're together? What kind of future are you guys going to have? What kind of ambitions? You going to be continuing this relationship with someone who's an escort and having protected sex most of the time? I get why she doesn't want to bring her work home and have sex with you. Possibly, she may not be able to distinguish between simple intercourse and love because she's not getting paid for it. You see what I'm saying? What I'm saying is maybe her dealings with guys have made her really hard and incapable of understanding what love really means. Maybe she's using you as her only means of enjoying any stability and security in her life, you know? But you tell me you can't live without her? She's not going to change, I don't think. She's been doing this for what? How many months? She refuses to respond to the emotional pain that you're in. And this is going to hurt you even more. I think you need to see a therapist, guy. I think you need to get some help. Contemplate how you can break out of this destructive and strange relationship. You got to get some self-esteem counseling, dude. Find out why you would put up with a woman like this. I don't know why you think so lowly of yourself that you'd be with somebody who gives her body to others and then disregards you, who is so cold that she can have sex. You got to think about your own self-esteem. You can live without her, unless you want to continue this and share her with other men. She needs some help. She needs some therapy. Encourage her to go get that help and therapy, all right? All righty, this is Dr. Michelle. We've got to go. Man, it's gone so fast today. I thank you so much for emailing me at docmichelle@aol.com. And also, you want to download the shows? Go for it. They're right here on the LA Talk Radio, the world's most listened to talk station's website, Dr. Michelle Therapy on the Couch. You can download these shows, too, on iTunes for free. All right. Have a great day. As I always say, do take care of yourself first, because then you'll be great for other people. You see, that's the way it works. Yeah. All right. Take good care. Thank you so much for writing me. Bye-bye.